WAHKIM repeater wires XNET will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting wires
X2 sign E valley room now.
This is WAHKIM wires X connected to 21117.
W-A-8-K.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Hello, all stations. Hello, all stations. This is Kilowatt 1, Golf, Golf, Sierra. KYGGS, net control for the Fusion Information Technical Network. This net meets every Saturday at this time on the Semi Valley node. All stations are welcome to listen in, so check in, whichever you prefer, or if you want to do, that's fine. And we're going to start off this evening with a roll call. Well, not really a roll call, just to check in time. Not required to check in, but if you'd like to, feel free to do so. We'll start off by time zones. So we're starting off with the Atlantic time zone. Any stations over the net, K1GGS.
Kilo 8, Whiskey Fox, Lima, Tim, east of Cleveland, Ohio, no traffic, just listening.
Go over.
Just, they just got old, and I didn't have the mobile turned up high enough, so between the three of us, we're in trouble. Station in Cleveland, Ohio, drag.
Yeah, Kilo 8, Whiskey Fox, Lima, near Cleveland, Ohio, name's Tim, no traffic, I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Other station, go ahead.
K1GGS, K0LVO, Mike in Brunswick, Maine. Good evening, Rusty. No traffic.
K0LVO, K1GGS, Roger. The other station's in the Atlantic time zone.
Charlie 9, Charlie X-ray Echo. John in Dublin, Georgia.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Kilo India, Mike, Kim in Eagle, Michigan.
Okay, we got KC9CXE and WA8KIM. Any other station in the Atlantic time zone? Nothing heard going on to the central time zone. Any stations for the Fusion K1GGS?
Zero, Juliet, Foxtrot, Charlie, John in St. Louis.
Kilo, Bravo, 9, Tango, Yankee, Charlie, KB9TYC, Paul in Cameron, Wisconsin, no traffic.
Okay, I've got K0JFC and AB9PYC. There's another station in there, very distorted and unreadable. We'll try again.
Net control, this is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango. KI4GNT in Newport Richie, Florida. Good evening to you, Rusty, and the group.
Here's N0EIR, November 0, Echo India Radio, Dave in Kansas City. Good evening, Rusty.
I'll try one more time.
Rusty, you were doubling there with another station that was checking in. That other station that you heard there muffled, it was KJ4CBK. They're north of me here, closer to Spring Hill, Florida. Kilo India 4, Golf, November Tango, back to the control.
KJ4ZBK, John.
Okay, we get November 0 EIR and KJ4 CBK. I think the control may be one other station out there. I want to try. Okay, any other stations in the Central Time Zone? K1 GGS for the Fusion app.
Kilo Delta 0, Papa Golf Victoria, West in Omaha.
We got an incoming landline call. Okay, I don't know who that was, no caller ID, so maybe they'll call back. All right, I'm sorry, I missed the last station that called. Go ahead.
KJ4, CPK, Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Zulu, Kilo, gone.
Okay, I believe that was Kilo Golf 4, Golf Kilo, Golf Juliet Kilo, is that correct? The last station, one more time please, K1 GPS. Okay, we'll move along to the Mountain Time Zone. Any stations in the Mountain Time Zone, K1 GPS for the Fusion Net?
KCZITF, Jason LaHunta, Colorado.
Yeah, KC0ITF, K1GGS, Roger. We're glad to have you aboard. Any other stations in the Mountain Time Zone? AA7MPJ.
UA8KIM repeater.
Okay, we got KC0FTF and VE7MPJ. Any other stations in the Mountain Time Zone? Okay, let's move along to Pacific Time Zone. Anybody in the Pacific? K1GG.
Robert Snohomish.
That was VE7 Golf November Delta, is that correct? Okay, I don't hear that here, but no idea what the issue might be there, unless it's internet based. Anyway, we'll see if it clears up as the net goes on here. Any other stations in the Pacific Time Zone, including Hawaii?
W7QA, Roberts.
And I got another call going. Well, somebody keeps calling me and wants me to accept the collect call, and I'm not buying it, so we'll wait and see what happens. Okay, any other questions about Pacific Time Zone, K1GGS?
W7QA, Snohomish, Washington.
Okay, W7QA, K1GGS, Victor, thank you very much. Any other stations anywhere for the Fusion Net, K1GGS?
K1GGS, this is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango. On a recheck, did you got me the first time there, Rusty? Yeah, 4GNZ, back to the control.
KI4GNT, K1GGA is affirmative, you did.
Okay, very good there, Rusty. Just to let you know, Chris told me there, and then he promised CQ America is back up and running. So anytime that there's an issue on this one here in the Semi Valley, we could all go to that one too, as we did before. Anyway, that's my report here. Back to the control from Kilo India for Golf November Tango.
Okay, thank you very much for the information. Are there any stations anywhere that would like to tag into the net? K1GS.
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Delta Tango.
Alpha Bravo 8 Delta Tango, K1GGS, sir. Roger. Any other stations for the net?
101 Minnesota. I got knocked off line after I checked in. I didn't know if you acknowledged me. Thank you. KC0JZJ.
Okay, we get you back on KC0JZJ. K1GGS, Roger. Any other stations for the net?
Kilo Alpha 6, Sierra Uniform Bravo.
Alpha 6, Sierra Uniform Bravo, K1GGS, ready.
Yeah, good evening, Rusty in the net. I have no traffic. And it was Ken in Bakersfield.
I don't really have any information tonight. Does anybody else have anything, announcements, or anything for the net? Especially if there's a ham fest coming in the area, or anything to have to do with the fusion that you might be interested in passing along, K1 Kitchen. I guess stationed in Florida, for some reason you're not really clear. I think you may be an AM and get friends with a repeater because it's just not coming through clear for me to pick up the call sign. So go ahead.
Yes, I want to let everybody know that the Gulf Coast Amateur Radio Club is having a ham fest on March 19th at 8 o'clock in the morning until 12 noon. And you'll find us on the ARRL website.
This is K1GGS. I'm sorry, I just cannot copy anything you're saying, so I'm not sure what the issue is, but at this point I just can't do what you're saying, so I'm going to try one more time.
Yeah, this is KJ4DEK. Don't know what's wrong with the radio, but I just want to let everybody know about the Gulf Coast Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest on March 19th. If anybody can hear me, please pass this along.
Okay, I believe that was the KA4CBK that KA410MP told me was checking in. Good job, good. Much of it, but I'm just sorry I can't copy the rest of it. Is there any station that can copy what you're saying?
This is KC0ITF, but the Gulf Coast Amateur Radio Club is having a ham fest there, so I guess there's maybe a problem with data rates on the net here, so some people are hearing it and some people are, so I'm one of them. So back to net, KC0ITF.
Okay. Let's see, we have one thing. Tomorrow night there's a net, fusion net. It's actually for the Midwest Central Time Zone area. It's in room 21667 21667 with a backup room of 21787. That's 21787. It's at 0600 Greenwich Mean Time or Zulu time. Well, I think they're back. Well, that's confusing. 7 to 8 p.m. I guess is what it actually is. And it's the Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois net. And everybody's welcome to join into that net if they'd like to. Okay, and any other information for the net or comments, K1GGS?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
With the VE7 Golf Golf Hotel. Okay, it's basically the same way you do the name. You just put the number in the spot where you put the name in, and that should get you to it. Go ahead. Okay, very good. One other thing is on Easter weekend, I will not be available for the net, but Easter weekend there will be no net unless someone wants to step up and run the net, and I won't be available, so you can either wait till next week or someone's interested in picking it up. Feel free to do that. And let's see. That's about all I have. I'm just quickly looking through the latest email here to see if there's anything important coming in, but haven't seen anything so far. So that's about all I have for this evening. And I do have to run off to the airport, so I'm glad I could overpaddle tonight. I want to thank you all for coming aboard, and once again, does anybody have any comments, questions, or anything for the net before we close? K1GGF.
KC0ITF.
KC0ITF, K1GGS. What did you find was wrong?
I don't know. There was all kinds of things going wrong here. I know all we got from VE7 GDH was a slow beeping sound. That's all we could. Otherwise, I'm not even showing I'm in HOI 200 mode. I'm just getting a generic Yaesu Wires X screen here, but the question I wasn't able to ask last week, we just switched out our DL1X and put in the one with the 1.1 delta firmware, and we hooked it up, and we were getting the same problem we had with our other repeater before Christmas, that the transmitter is getting into the receiver and causing a feedback loop. And the only difference between the setup we had here and what we had at the repeater site was that we were just running Windows 7. So we are in the process of putting Windows 10 on to see if that helps. But anyone else who had behaviors, the difference between Windows version 0, KC0, ITF.
Okay, if anybody's had that issue or wants to address it, feel free to give them a call. They want to do this. I don't hear any replies. I suggest maybe you call Yaesu Tech Support, see if they can help you out with it. I understand they're quite helpful, so you might give them a call. Maybe they can help you out and save your head against the wall or something. But you sound good tonight, a lot better than last week, so go ahead.
I guess we'll just give it a try here, and I know we've attempted to get in touch with the tech support before, and we haven't really gotten an answer, so we'll just see what happens. KC0ITF.
Okay, very good. Okay, anybody else got any questions or comments or anything for the net for the reports? K1GGF. Yeah, V7, Golf Delta Hotel, KGGS, go ahead. Okay, let's check and see. Is anybody else having any issue this evening? K1GGS. The last station, go ahead again. Interesting. Sounds like a problem with the network somewhere, maybe on the Canadian side of the border. Maybe they didn't pay their dues at the border crossing or something. That's interesting. No idea what it is, though. Go ahead. Okay. Well, you know, I have problems, but it's mainly because I have two bad ears. The hearing aid sometimes, hear things that my brain doesn't compute, so that's why I have to ask for a repeat so many times. Okay, well, I don't know what it is, and hopefully next week it will get cleared up. But they caught up to your copy in Rio today, so it's apparently just some of the stations that aren't getting through, so that's even more interesting. Okay, any other comments for the net? K1GGS? Yeah.
N0.
N0 EIR, go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed both of the VE stations that were commenting are actually coming through the same node. I believe it's VE7 Frank Uniform. I'm away from the machine, so I'm going by memory there. But the description of this is very, very similar to a problem one of our local node ops is having here. N0FB has this problem where other analog stations into his node will sound like what they're describing, a tunk, 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 and you're not really able to hear the audio. And then his transmissions to other stations, other analog stations on the network will kind of have this motorboating type of noise on it, and is not understandable, where at the same time, digital to digital through his node is just fine. So I think this might be the first occurrence for both of those, where there seems to be a second occurrence of the same type of symptoms there. And for his, we've kind of been looking at the machine. One thing that's unique about his machine is that it has like an integrated sound card that seems to be disabling itself unless something is plugged into it. So maybe we can compare notes on some of the particulars there and find a solution to what now seems to be kind of a systemic.
Okay, well, that sounds like it could be related. The only time I've seen anything close to that was with an internet issue, but no idea here. I was a little suspicious as to what it might be because it was the VE stations, and I did not catch they were all on the same node, so that narrows it down a little bit further, but who knows where. Okay, we'll see what happens. I guess you can keep trying. If it happens a few more times, I'd give the user tech control a technical call and just make them aware of it because it may be something they can look at, or maybe they're getting more reports and we don't know it, so we'll think that'd be a good start. Anybody else with any comments, K1GGS? KB3 WBN. KB3 WBN, go ahead.
Hi there, Rusty. I'm coming in on a DV4 Mini. I just want to know how the audio quality is. I normally come in on my nude radio. Back to you, Rusty. KB3WBN.
Oh, sounds perfect. No issue at all. You're doing a good job there. Go ahead.
Okay, Rusty, thanks for the feedback. 73 to all.
Hi, Norm. Catch you later. Sorry, TC. Like you well.
Good hearing you, Bill. Catch you later. Okay, well, that's all I have this evening. I want to thank you all for coming aboard. Maybe we'll have some more information next week. And I'd be interested in hearing whether or not that internet or whatever it is problem up there in the Canada area gets resolved in the next couple of days. If it doesn't, then please make sure you call and let the YouTube folks make are aware of it. 73, this is Rusty, K1TGS, in Warren Sammy Alley, California. We'll see you next week.
Good. The name here is Jim, and I'm in Philadelphia. I think you're in Philadelphia, too.
C3BVL, KB3WBN. Norm here, Ambler, Pennsylvania, outside Philly. Back to you.
WBN was going to go that answer to that question, because I do not have an answer for you. But I'm not anxious to hear if anyone else does, so I'm going to step back here. This is KZ3BVL. KZ3ECA, I think that is. I'm just using an FT1, and I'm just going to the WQV 70 centimeter repeater in Roxborough, and I don't know all the all you're saying at rooms is all just hearsay. I don't have any direct experience with that. Back.
WA8KIM repeater.
N1ZY portable. Is there an estimate?
You can connect through the room using your FTM400. And I, that's my question.
Right, N1ZY. Right.
Indeed. And, so I'm just, doing you're doing and looking like, and since I don't have any answers to any of your questions, I am trying to get a good idea of what your questions are, and so it's not clear to me whether you can navigate through the rooms using your FDM 400.
Okay, once you are. Can I help you? Do you want?
Hey, you have help me, everyone that has been talking out here. I'm in your line here. Struggling for golf, member Tango, before Ricky Gordon.
I'm everybody. I'm hearing one part of the conversation. FCY for.
WBWO. Station, WTOD.
Yeah, this is MCY, and I was issuing the Kilo Chop station to talk to someone. I was not able to copy station, just the Kilo Charlie 3 station.
Is this station?
Yeah, that's what I was just I can copy you, no problem. Yeah, Bravo, I don't know how you find it.
Long Charlie G. Go to your computer. Down here and go to your mesa.
C-Rock, perfect. Picked here in Northwest Ohio, but I'm going to stand by because I'm afraid we're here for that. But I'm only hearing one other conversation as well. PC by QL.
PC by QL, I copy you to Northwest Ohio. I was only hearing one part of the conversation too. Okay, we'll stand by and one CY.
I copy you perfect, but I'm going to stand by. I don't want to cause interference, okay? Easy. Thank you.
And everybody's going to Simi Valley Room.
Quick, there was a gentleman having questions and there was leaking to him, but we couldn't hear who he was talking to. I don't know if you heard the same thing he was hearing or not. I didn't want to see him, but someone want to be keying up to somebody else.
Okay. W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Okay, oh, I copy you. Yeah, there was a KC, TBVL. KC3ECA and N1CY. Everybody come through the Simi Valley section. Can we breathe everyone? KB3WBN, I see people hanging up, nobody.
Three Bravo Lima.
KB3 BVL, KB3WBN, I copy you.
Hey, thanks. K3WBN. I have a question for anybody who didn't have it before I started listening in recently, but can you navigate the rooms on SEM 400?
Yes, the 444-800 full mod repeater is linked. You should be able to navigate the Simi Valley room during that, and that ran short tonight. K3WBN.
FT1, and that would be a more practical question. What sign of a room, of a fusion room, would there be on FT1?
At this point, I'm not at my node radio with my wireless Xbox. I was originally coming through the DV4 Mini, and now I switched over to the Philmont repeater link. So I don't have that answer right at the moment. Back to you, KB3WB.
Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango.
Go ahead, KB3WBN.
I'm coming through the Wireless X node here on my radio. And I heard just recently, a few minutes ago actually, somebody saying that they were coming on the net on an E4 Mini. I would like to know how they're doing that, because I have a D4 Mini myself. I'm just starting to play with that, but I don't know everything, so I'm kind of curious how they're doing that.
if you're on a DV4 Mini, you go to C4FM, you connect to FCS001 room 70, which is linked. Give that a try. Back to you, KB3WBN.
Okay, I go over to C4FM, and FCS001, and you said room 70? Is that correct?
Yes, I was on there earlier. That's the Ohio group. They link to the Simi Valley net every Saturday, and other times they link to other nets. So it's an excellent room. Back to you, KB3WBN.
Roger, roger, yeah, that's very good to know. Okay, let me disconnect from here then. And, actually no, I'm going to leave it connected here and then go through the FCS 70 and see whether they still have a link. So stand by and let's see if it's still linked. Keep up?
Sounds good. I'm going to convert over to the DV4 Mini and go back to that room and see if you show up. KB3WBN, clear.
Real quick, Norman, before you make the change, is my audio coming through your wires repeater okay? I think you're on the wires on the repeater, and that's how you're hearing me right now, so... Just a real quick check, and then I'll let you sneak on over to Module 70.
Oh, were you speaking to me, KB3WBN? Back to you.
Yeah, real quick, Norm, I asked you how's my audio coming across your system that you're linked to now. And I'll go ahead and clear and let you sneak on over to Module 70 on the Mini.
Bill, I'm on the 70 now on the Mini, and you were excellent on both the Fulmont repeater link and your excellent audio here in the 70. Thank you, Bill, KB3WBN.
Okay, well, Norman, if you want to see how the magic is done, Andy's got a real nice flow chart on his QRZ webpage. Go to ND6C, November, Delta, numeral 6, Charlie, and you'll see all the magic.
WA8K.
Bill, I was already on there, and I actually ran a copy of the flow chart, which I'll be taking to our K3PDR meeting on the 7th of March. So we'll do a presentation on that. Excellent connection that Andy is doing. Back to you, Bill. KB3WB.
Okey-dokey. Sounds good, Norm. And we want to thank John for providing the 200 box. And also Bob for the other hookup. We got Bob, John, and Andy. All three of those guys has got all their assets linked up there, and they got a pretty neat system going. Just in case they are still linked on the other end, I'm afraid that there was somebody still talking and actually asking questions after the net was over, and I was only hearing half their conversation, so I'm afraid to keep talking to you, Norm. I'm afraid we might be interfering with somebody right now.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, they were a couple of Philadelphia hands, KC3VL and KC3ECA, and then there was an N1 to CY. So I'm going to get off here now and give somebody else a chance. KP3WBN.
Hey, this is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango, K4GNT in Newport Richie, Florida, via the DV4 Mini. How copy?
For GNT, K1GGS, you're logged in.
Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango, K4GNT in Newport Richie, Florida. Anybody copy me out there on the Semi Valley room there?
K4GNT, K1GGS, you're looking clear.
GNT, KB3WBN, I copy you. Loud and clear. Back to you.
WB2EOD, I copy you through the Philadelphia repeater.
Okay, very good, guys. I appreciate it. I'm actually running both softwares at the same time right now. The WireZX and the one from the DV4 Mini. And I am glad to see that someone did a great job there in Southern California, allowing the DV4 Mini to connect into the net there. I'm going to pass the word here, so like that, all the other folks that have the DV4 Mini will also get in there and enjoy the fusion net there. So, Rusty, expect a lot more chickens, and that'll be good for you, right? Yeah, for GNT.
Yeah, okay, like, that sounds good. I'm interested in how they're doing that. I'm driving now into the airport, so I can't make any notes, but I'd be interested in hearing more on how they do the connection, K1GD.
Roger. Yeah, that'll be a very good topic to bring up on the next net there, Rusty, so... Home safe out there, by the way. Be careful. There's a lot of people not paying attention to their driving skills out there. Careful, GNT.
That's why I'm going back on woodwork and listen. K1GG.
K1GGS. Do you copy Bill, TCYQL?
KC8YQL, K1GGS, you're clear.
Okay, if you care to look up when you're, I know you're driving now, so obviously please don't try using your smartphone and doing it. I want to make sure we keep you safe out there, not endanger you. But when you're able to look up Andy's call sign on QRZ.com, he has a real nice flow chart up there that explains how we're connected to you guys right now. Andy's calls, November, Delta, numeral 6, Charlie. ND6C. Did you copy that call sign?
Roger, we got it, and I'll keep my eyes open for it when we get parked here and get the car plugged in beside you so I can get on time.
Okay, well, be careful and be safe, and let me pass it over to Eli. I think it's Eli. Is that your name there, KI4GMI? I think that's the call.
Negative. The name here is Kilo India, Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango, KI4 GNT. And yes, the name is Eli, you got that one correct. I'm coming to you, or talking to you via V4 Mini. and I'm actually looking at it on the Fermi Valley room here via the WiseX, so I see it's working. It's all lit up there, so this is very interesting. Once again, kudos to the folks out there in Southern California that just did excellent job there on bridging the day before mini with the WiseX. I think that'll be the way of the future. That'll be the way to go. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you care to click on the center tab on your mini, click on your center tab, Eli, on the call signs. It actually says calls, not call signs. You'll see Norman, he was talking to you a little bit ago, and you'll see me, and of course you're going to see yourself on there. So we're connected on the mini. But you can see all the magic that the California guys are doing, which is Andy and Bob and John. And I want to thank them too. I don't know if they get enough thank yous for all they're doing. You can see how they're doing that by looking at Andy's flow chart. He put it up on his call sign on QRZ.com. Andy's call is ND6C. Did you copy that call sign there, Eli?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Hold on a second. I was trying to do that, but, give me just a second here. Okay, just found some paper here. And, what was that call again?
ENV6C.
Okay, so that is November Delta 6 Charlie. Okay. Alrighty then. Thank you very much for the info, and I'm going to pass the information along here in Florida to all the guys that actually have the day before mini. So they could participate on the net. They were anxious to see if there was a way to link in there or talk via day before me. And thanks for sharing the knowledge, by the way. There's a way now. And like I said, I'm going to pass the word on all the guys that are anxious to participate more on Fusion. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Just a real quick FYI, I'll let you and Norman know that another cool thing they're doing, and you'll see it when you look at the flow chart, they're not only linking Module 70 on Fusion Reflector 1, where we're linked to now, they also are linking this Fusion Reflector to Fusion Reflector 2, same module. Both Module 70s are linked together on Reflector 1 and 2 most of the time. Because of the net going on right here, I believe we're not linked right now, but normally both module 70s are linked together. Pretty cool stuff, huh, Norman?
Yeah, Bill, this is KB3WVN, and, by the way, the new server, SC2002, is dedicated to the United States. If you go through all those numbers on the slider, you'll see every state of the United States in there. I'm in Pennsylvania. That's 38. Bill's in Ohio. Bill, you could tell them what number you are. But, 70, I didn't know that was interconnected with SC001, Bill. Thank you, Bill. KB3WBN.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, Norm, I can park it over on the Philadelphia module and talk to you a little more. Or if you want to meet me on the Ohio module, we're on 35. What spot would you like to go to there, Norm, so we're not tying everything up over here? Maybe I might want to jump in here and talk to some other folks, too. I can meet you on the Philadelphia module port or the Ohio port is 35. Back to you, Norm.
Bill, I'll meet you over in Ohio in 35. And yeah, I think the link might break. I think it was on for an hour. And I believe KD6LOW was making that link. I think that was Robert or Bob. Back to you.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there, Norm, because he is the one making the 70 link together, both module 70. So he had to shut the other module 70 down to come in for the net tonight. By the way, Eli, if you're still listening, tune in here Monday night at 8:30. The 8:30 Monday night fusion net, gee whiz, that thing ran for, what was it, 2.5, 3 hours last week, Norman. So come on back here on Monday. And the net will last a whole lot longer than what it did tonight. Let's see if KI4GNT copied that, Norm, before I go ahead and QSY over there on Ohio Module 35. KI4GNT, did you copy the Monday night data at 8:30 right here on this module?
I just did when you mentioned it there. I just did. I was answering my sister via text. Monday. Well, most of the time I'm working at that time. I work from 11 o'clock to 7:30, but I never come out at 7:30. And that's due to the work I do. I work for a company that supplies hospital equipment to the hospitals, mainly hospital beds. All kinds of hospital beds, and also some other hospital equipment. But, yeah, we're so busy that by the time I get home, all the nets are over with. The only net that I'm able to participate on Fusion here is the, you know, the one that is happening, well, was happening here earlier. But anyway, if I come out early there, that'll be the place that I'll be there.
W-E-O-D.
John on here, too. It's a kilowatt numeral 3 X-ray tango. John, if you're listening and you want to pass any more info along to Eli, go right ahead, because I know you're a wealth of information. He's real good on the connections here there, Eli. So I'm going to go ahead and clear, and I'm going to meet Norman over on the Ohio Module 35, and hopefully Sean's in here, and he can chat with you a little bit more. But I'm going to catch Norman over on the Ohio Module 35, so have a good night. Good talk to you, Eli. If you're able to make it back here Monday, there's a really good net, you know, that they put on Monday night as well. 73 is the group. I don't want to tie up the system over here, so we're going to chat with Norman over on 35 for a little bit. KCYQL will be QR Tango and QSY to the Ohio module.
This is WB2EOD with a question. Yes, go ahead. This is KB3WBN. KNWB2EOD. Good evening. Name is Roy. I'm in southern New Jersey. Coming in through W3, the QV machine. Now, they talked about going to someplace, another reflector or another room. Now, I would have to access that either through the Internet, which I can't do, or a local repeater that is linked to it. Do I have that correct?
W-A-8-K-I-M repeater.
This is KB3WBN. We're talking two different systems. I'm in the Philadelphia area also. I usually come through Philmont 444-800. But right now I'm in the DV4 Mini. And we were all linked to the Simi Valley through RSX. But the DV4 Mini is a whole different setup. Do you have a DV4 Mini? Back to you. 333 WBN.
Negative. No, I do not.
You might want to look into that. The name of the company is Wireless Holdings that sold that device down in Naples, Florida. If you want to give that a look, Google that on the internet, and I also have it on the K3PDR website, k3pdr.org. You can check that out also. Thank you.
If I wanted to that. So the reason I was able to talk to these people is that the repeater here in question, the W3QV repeater, was part of that network, at least at that time. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's because the Philmont repeater is linked to Simi Valley during that net, and then they're linked to on the wireless Xbox to the America link, the America room. KB3WBN.
Just to get a better handle on this system fusion thing. You know, at first I thought this is another UHF VHF toy that's going to sit on my desk and scan, but what's happening here seems rather interesting. Hey, that's WB2EOD.
NRCY W-A-8-K-I-M repeater.
Way 3, ERQ listening.
Yeah, what's going on? Good evening. N1CY, number 1, Charlie Yankee, at Mobile in Costa Mesa, California. How are you?
Hi, how you doing, NYCY? Yeah, name here is Jim, and I'm in Philadelphia. Actually, I'm Philadelphia International Airport. I'm on break right now, so I usually come inside inside my car and see what's on the radio.
You sound really good, Jim. Getting here is Hassan with the Alpha Sierra Sierra Alpha's number. And I'm mobile in the beautiful city of Costa Mesa, 65 degrees. It's a beautiful day.
Don't tell me the temperature. I'm at like 30 degrees right now. Although we're supposed to get up to 60 tomorrow. We got a warm spell coming the next couple days, but we've been in the 40s and 30s the last couple days. Luckily, no snow, though.